Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. So today's thought is, delete that screenshot, clear that chat. Are you rolling your eyes? Like, are you just thinking about all the screenshots that you need to delete? Some people have like thousands of screenshots, like trying to prove stuff, keeping all those screenshots for the day that you might need it. Anyway, so here's the gist. A while ago, a contact of mine really, really disappointed me. And during a whole back and forth argument that I had with this person, like I started to take screenshots of things that they had said. Right. And a lot of the things that I was taking screenshots of were things that could potentially damage their reputation and even damage like several relationships that they had with people. So at the time when I was taking the screenshots, I wasn't really thinking about using it, but I felt the urge to share those screenshots with some of the people that were that they were discussing me with. OK, so at the time they were slandering me and I felt like, oh, if I just share these screenshots with the people that they're talking to about me, it will prove to those people that this person is telling lies, you know. But anyways, the good thing is I did not do that. Every single time I thought about doing it, I feel like the church girl in me would just like show up and I would always pause at the thought of what that damage will do to them. I felt like I was doing them a favor by not sharing these screenshots. So that was ego talking, right? So that part was definitely ego. I was like, oh, this person is slandering me. After all I've done for them, I have proof that will potentially damage them. I mean, how else will everyone know that they were unfair? I will tell myself continuously that this person is lucky that I'm not the type of person to pull this sharing move. I was the good person that was not using evidence against them. But here's the thing, what type of person was I though? The type of person to hold it just in case? The truth is, keeping it was just as bad. So I'm thankful for growth. I'm thankful for my foundational roots. What I thought would do damage to them would have done so much more damage to me because I'd been thinking about it. I'd have been like trying to process how I was able to do such damaging things to somebody else. I mean, a whole me, Adora, Bright Lights, I scattered someone else's life. Yup, that would be the worst thing. Now, that situation also taught me the strength that is in integrity, okay? So their slander was actually dead on arrival. Like, I realized that my integrity preceded me. So a lot of the people that they said stuff to didn't actually listen or care, right? Because they were like, Adora would never do such a thing, okay? So, yeah, that goes out to you if you're thinking about doing anything negative to me or saying things negative about me. It's not gonna work because people think I'm cool. Anyways, again, I digress. So a couple months ago, I was spring cleaning photos on my external hard drive. And so I stumbled on those screenshots again and I just was laughing. Like I laughed at myself and then I quickly just deleted them. And I did the same with any documentation that I had that could potentially have damage to anybody else, regardless of my intention. So even if I was just keeping them just in case or I was keeping them for whatever reason, right, I just went ahead and just deleted. I was like, anything that I have that could damage somebody else, delete it. Because listen, when God is for you, right, he's all the proof that you need. And so in that moment of frustration and fear, you might have a minute where you feel like, oh, let me hold on to this just in case. And if you're a type of person, you don't really need to invite that toxicity into your life. So what I do now is I always delete my conversations. Like when I'm having a conversation, I delete it immediately because for me, the devil cannot use me for petty things. He just can't. So don't let another person's action or inaction sway you out of character. Just hit delete. Hit delete. Okay, so I'm going to throw you guys a couple hashtags. Y'all ready for the hashtags? All right, let's do this. Hashtag flesh struggles are real. Hashtag gotta protect that spirit. Hashtag dying to self isn't easy. Hashtag God is my legal counsel. Hashtag I don't be needing no proof. Hashtag forgive and delete, son. All right, guys. Love you. Catch you on the next.